Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. We have a special Father's Day episode for you today. I'm here with Patty Valenzuela and she has a really short message, just a real short snippet of Sunday's preaching on Father's Day for any father out there or maybe any person who's, you know, filling the role of father. And Patty, what are some of those things that you just want to share real quick?
Well, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there and all the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. You are such special gifts from God. I believe to be a father is just an incredible gift that God has given a man. Of course, you know, we women and men, we are just completely different. But yeah, I share, please tune in. We're going to go live on Sunday and I want you to hear the message in its entirety. So I'll just give you a little snippet about the message. But I talk about a father, David, and what characteristics a father really has and what makes an incredible father. What are the ingredients, if you will, to be a great father, a godly father? And one of the things that I'll just share with those that are listening to us, welcome to my podcast. But to be a really good father, I believe that a good father is a prophet. And what I mean by that is I don't believe that of course every man is a prophet, because there is the office of a prophet. But to be a great father, you have to be a prophet. And what I mean by that, a prophet is a seer, S-E-I-R, if you really study that word. And it means to see something beyond your current situation. And so when you're a good, great father, a godly father, you are a father that can prophesy. Prophesy means to speak something. Romans tells us to call things that be not as though they already are. And so to be a great father and a godly father is somebody who prophesies. So you as a father, you're called to prophesy over your children, to tell them what they can be, to speak life and not death over your children. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of your tongue. And to be a great father, you prophesy. In other words, you speak to the destiny of your children. You never speak to the condition of your children. You never speak to the predicament of your children. You're called to speak into the destiny of your children. And so every man, you know, any father out there, we should prophesy. Prophesy to your family. Prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to your finances. You know, we're not called to be complainers. We're called to be you know, people that just prophesy life into situations. So if you're a dad, prophesy to your home, prophesy to your finances, prophesy to your business. And what I mean by that is speak life. Call things that be not as though they already are. I mean, that's faith. And so a good father, a great godly father speaks life. He never speaks death. You know, oftentimes, David, we pray something and then we nullify it by our words. Wow. And so our words have to become power. You know, words, listen to this, words. They have no limitation. They have absolutely no geographical limitation. I can send a word from here all the way to Australia and our church in Australia, and it has the power. It has the power to create. When God was going to create the earth, he spoke it into existence. And so we have the word of God, a double-edged sword that can come out of our mouths. And so men, you are like prophets. Sometimes you just got to preach. And I don't mean that you're going to get up on a pulpit and preach a message, but you've got to preach, you know, in the sense that you've got to speak life. What does the Bible say about your children? Well, the Bible doesn't say that they're going to be led astray. The Bible says that we can order our own steps, and we can actually prophesy into the bosom or into the spirit of our own children. And so we are not called to curse our children. We're not called to curse and complain. You know, we're called to just prophesy. So if you're a man, your father, happy Father's Day. But hey, listen, start speaking life over your children. Start speaking life into your situation. Maybe you're in a problem. That problem's not going to exist long. You have to prophesy your way out of it. There's times where, you know, I mean, you can't speak negative. I mean, you have to speak positive, and you have to speak life and what God is speaking to that situation, to that predicament. So You know, we have to just stop scarring our children, and you have to just really speak life and prophesy into every situation, because the devil's such a liar. And so we really have to break the curse of even the way we think, the way we speak, because listen, you're going to fight an enemy. You're going to be in a spiritual warfare as a man. And so one of the characteristics, I give five, by the way. And so you tune in live and watch us, because I'm going to give five different characteristics of what a father is. And so one of them is really just your words. They're such containers for life and powerful. I've seen it in my own life. I remember recently God spoke something to me and he said, don't say that anymore. You're giving your enemy weight and you're giving him credit and you're giving him power. I said something like along the lines that you know, it was like, oh, you know, something about destruction. And the Lord said, don't ever say that again. And so if you're a father, there are some things that you have to evaluate that you're speaking. You know, I'm always sick. I'm always tired. I'm so tired. I'm sick of it. Those words have life. And so they come into it just like Jesus, you know, the Bible says that he is the word. He was the word and the word became flesh. And so listen, your words become flesh. Your words will manifest and they will become what you are speaking. Everything that you have spoken, it's come to this place. And so you got to speak over your body. Maybe you've been injured and you got to speak life into your body. Maybe you've been hurt. You got to speak healing into your body. Maybe you are in a broken home right now. Just speak life. Maybe your children are strayed and they don't want anything to do with God. And you see them and because of the mistakes that you've made, maybe your children are straying. I want to give you hope. I want to give you encouragement. You as a father, one of your roles is to start prophesying. Start speaking where they will be. Don't speak to their predicament. Speak to their destiny. Speak into their destiny. And most of us, David, most of us didn't grow up that way. Most of us grew up, you're a nobody. You'll never make it. You're never going to amount to anything. So we need to change this. This generation needs to understand that we need to change the roles. And perhaps we didn't see the role model played in our home life, but now's the time to change that and to say, you know what? I'm not going to speak that whatever how I grew up. I'm going to speak life. Maybe I grew up in a rejected atmosphere. Maybe I was rejected and it was things were just spoken over my life. Listen, you need to cancel every word that has been spoken over your life. Cancel the curses. So many people curse. You know, even in our world today, I find that there's so much slander within the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. People slandering each other, pastors slandering other pastors, you know, leaders slandering other leaders. We're not called to do that. We're called to lift people up. We're called to edify. We're called to build. We're not called to destroy. And so words can destroy. And so you as a father, don't destroy the destiny of your children. If they're not doing well, start speaking into their destiny. You will serve God. You are going to make it. If you don't quit, you are going to make it. It. You're going to overcome. You are strong. You are a strong man of God. You are a strong woman of God. Speak to your daughters. Speak to your sons. Your daughters need you. Right now, the daughters need the father. The daughters need to speak or hear the father speak life into them. So I just want to encourage you, dads, happy Father's Day. But man, this Father's Day, listen, we need to change what we've been speaking and prophesying over our lives. And so that's one of the roles. And so again, watch it, live stream, log on, check out the whole message in its entirety, 9 a.m. in English, 11:15 El Paso, Texas time in Spanish. I can't wait for you to hear this entire message in its entirety.
We can't wait to hear from you all. We can't wait. If you're tuning in on live stream, go to ignitemovement.org. And actually, it should be available there. And leave us a comment. Let us know that you're watching on our social media posts. Men, leave a comment. Tell us what God did in your life. Tell us how you've been empowered by the message. And we can't wait for you to hear it. And we hope you have a wonderful Sunday with your family. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for joining me. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us and share with your friends and family. Leave us a comment and let us know what God has been doing in your life. Connect with me on my Instagram and Facebook and check us out on our website, www.ignitemovement.org. Links down below. Until next time.